Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. My brothers and sisters, as we are truly followers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and truly followers of Quran and truly followers of Prophet Muhammad, according to his guidance and his orders and hadith saqalain and hadith qadir, we have to follow Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wasalam, and we have to seriously follow Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wasalam. Otherwise we are going to be in trouble. We can't say a certain part of my life I follow Ahlul Bayt, but the rest I do not follow Ahlul Bayt. I follow science, I follow political parties, I follow universities, I follow this and that. No, either you follow Ahlul Bayt in whole, in complete, or it's like you don't follow them. There's a very, very beautiful hadith narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, عباس بن معروف عن حماد بن عيسى عن ربعي عن فضيل بن يسار قال سمعت فضيل بن يسار said I heard myself Imam was saying that. What was Imam saying? سمعت أبا جعفر يقول كلما لم يخرج من هذا البيت فهو باطل. Everything which is not came out from this home is completely void. So Imam is saying everything is coming out from this home of Ahlul Bayt. That is correct and true. You have the right to follow and you have to follow it. But everything which is not came out from this home, let's say it's very popular. People like it, this sentence, this job, this value, this condition, this situation, this culture, which is not coming from the home of Ahlul Bayt, from the guidance of Ahlul Bayt, is certainly void. It's batil. Kullama lam yakhruj min hadhal bayt fahuwa batil. Everything is not coming from this home, from teachings of Ahlul Bayt, is definitely batil. There's another beautiful hadith in this regard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Al-ilmu deenun wa salatu deenun. First thing he said, your knowledge is your religion, your faith. No, not faith, your knowledge. Al-ilm, basically ilm in Arabic is not knowledge. Ilm in Arabic is your understanding, is a power of your comprehending, your which is called kind of shu'ur. Al-ilmu deenun, your understanding of religion, your knowledge of your religion, what you understand from your religion, that type of thing. Al-ilmu deenun, ilm is your religion. And then Rasulullah said, As-salatu deenun, your prayer is your religion. So first he said, your knowledge is your religion. Your knowledge is your religion. And then your prayers is your religion. فَانْذُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ هَذَا الْإِلْمِ. Be very careful, watch carefully from who you're learning your knowledge, from who you're getting your knowledge. So you cannot learn from everybody. You cannot learn things from just like from everybody. No. Make sure, who is your teacher? Who is your guide? Who is providing you? Who is providing you this type of guidance? In another hadith, Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi says, La yu'khadhu al-ilm illa min arbabih. Do not learn anything except from those who own the knowledge. Who own the knowledge? Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah said, Imam Ali says, Rasulullah said, Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babaha. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door of knowledge. So if you want to know anything, if you want to learn anything, if you want to get the guidance, go through Ahlul Bayt into the heart of Rasulullah. Go through teachings of or guidance of Ahlul Bayt into the city of knowledge, which is Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد.